Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about Paul's desire to know the Lord even more. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
What is we told in Philippians chapter 3, verse 8? Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Being a tent maker, he knew how to weave goat's skin or goat's hair and make a nice, warm coat. Maybe he had left it for someone else. But that's not all that he does. While awaiting his coming death, he spends time in God's Word. He wants to know the Lord all the more. He wants to know his person all the more. In trial, he's seeking to know God the more, even though he knows that his life is about to end by beheading. And he's not looking at my problem. He's looking at my God and knowing him. You know, we all have a date with death, and only this book, the Bible, can prepare you for that time. Do you know by the Word of God that if you die today, that heaven is your home? You see, the Lord will save you. Just like he ministered to Paul in that day, he will minister to your heart and help you. Now, as we continue here looking at these verses, I want to go on to verses 14 through 22 as we go through the rest of this chapter. Now, have you ever said to someone who seems to have a doubt about what you are saying, and yet you're not kidding? And you might use these words. It's true. Hey, it's true. Well, you may have been falsely accused, and you had to respond by giving your side. And when they, in your eyes, seemed unconvinced, you answered, hey, it's true. Well, the New Testament is not laid out in the chronological time frame as it was written. The Apostle Paul was used to write Titus and Philemon, and perhaps Hebrews, which are books that appear after 2 Timothy, but were written before. In actuality, 2 Timothy is the last book for which he records the words of the Holy Spirit. In verses 17 and 18, the testimony is given for his entire life. You know, we read them right now where it says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, Paul lived by faith, knowing that no matter what he suffered, what was ahead was not worthy to be compared. The suffering would seem minute in comparison to the greatness of that glory. And so that was the testimony that he had after his salvation for the rest of his life. Now, he may have been abandoned by man too many times. But in the end, he can say, I've done God's will, and hey, it's true. He never leaves thee nor forsakes thee. Especially when you stand alone for him, the Lord is there with you. So let's look here at his problem in verses 14 and 15. It says, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works, of whom thou art aware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. So he tells them to be wary of him. And he did a job in the eyes of the world. It was a great job of trying to withstand them. So, again, this is something that we see a problem. And the problem is this. He named Alexander. And I say it's the problem because there are a lot of churches today that says you don't name people. Oh, you don't name people. You don't name churches. The Holy Spirit named Alexander through the pen of Paul. By the way, it is right to name people and false doctrine. In Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18, we read this. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Mark them means to make their name publicly known. Now, it's not just that there's a division with them. Rather, it's division as well as offenses that are contrary to the doctrine, that is, the Word of God and its teachings. They try to bring in false teaching, false practices. And he says, mark them. And he adds, avoid them. And then in verse 18, it goes on to say of Romans chapter 16, they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive they the hearts of the simple. So, with Alexander, he marked him, he named him, and publicly exposes him. However, this takes into account that first, you go to the person, and you try to get them to repent. Now, too many today write in their little blogs, their emails, or whatever it is, and tell about other people. Now, I would prefer see them to try to contact by either email or telephone or in person and talk to that person, whether it's face-to-face or, you know, ear phone-to-ear and so forth, but to get to them face-to-face, tell them what you think is wrong by the Word of God and give them the opportunity to correct it first. And if they won't, then you name it. But don't get the cart before the horse. Some today say, well, if it's a public sin, it needs to be publicly exposed. I agree with that. We're told to mark this one. But you go to them first and give them a chance to repent. Give them a chance to make it right. In several passages, the Apostle Paul, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, has named people. But the Bible also shows these are people he confronted. Alexander is a coppersmith. He's a man of power and position. His ability to persuade is also very powerful, along with his ability to intimidate. I can remember as a young pastor, I was automatically intimidated by men as doctors and lawyers because of their education. Sometimes the wealthy businessman, since I've seen him do it with young preachers, is in a position. And so a man of letters or wealth is in that young preacher's ear and pulling the strings while making the young preacher think that he's in charge. You always got to be careful of that. Now, this is not against doctors. It's not against lawyers. It's not against men of wealth. It's when they misuse that. I found people with eighth grade educations that have more Bible knowledge than that doctor or lawyer. And I'm glad I did learn that eventually and finally, and that way it took me from being intimidated by those men and just to see them as souls that need the Savior. So that is easily seen when what we jump on about a person is in another person in the same camp, but we want to take care of the one in our camp and say, well, you know, we have to be easy on them. You know, they're fragile. They're new Christians, or they're this, that's that. You don't know what they've been through and so forth. But the same sin, the same wrong, the same falseness in another one, we come hard on them. And so that young preacher sometimes will allow that doctor, that lawyer, that rich person to do things and get away with things that he's suddenly down on someone else that does the same thing. Now, again, Romans says, name them. But it's because they are wrong doctrinally. It's not because they don't go along with your agenda, but rather that they cause divisions and offenses that are contrary to the doctrine. And he says, avoid them. Regardless of their position in life, you avoid them. Alexander's a coppersmith, but he says, avoid him. Now, notice how Paul prays concerning this matter. The Lord reward him. It is right to name them, but allow the Lord to do the retribution. In Romans chapter 12, verse 19, we read, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. On your own part, you must simply be patient and wait on the Lord. Now, we read verse 15 again, and see, these are two lessons about the problem. And that is this, of whom be thou ware also. It is necessary to warn others about false doctrine, that they be not deceived by the same person.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.